surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 and 1450 AM is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Raging wildfires prompting urgent evacuations in the Texas Panhandle. ABC's Mola Lenghi is on the front lines.
We're about 25 miles north of Amarillo. This is one of several fires that continues to burn in Texas, scorching hundreds of thousands of acres of land, destroying scores of homes, and forcing dozens and dozens of communities to evacuate.
Operations paused at a nuclear weapons plant in Amarillo. Half a million acres burned so far in one fire that's said to be 0% contained. Donald Trump and Joe Biden each won their party's primaries in Michigan overnight, but a movement to cast a ballot for uncommitted over anger with U.S. Gaza policy generated more than 100,000 protest votes. Hunter Biden is set to appear on Capitol Hill today for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans still trying to impeach his father. No breakthroughs after what's being described as an intense Oval Office meeting between Biden and congressional leaders on averting a government shutdown. This is ABC News. New pressure on Israeli officials to find a way to free the hostages still being held after the Hamas attack on October 7th. ABC's James Longman is in Israel.
We're on the road, actually, with families and friends of those hostages still being held inside Gaza. They began their march this morning. This week, they're marching right the way up to Jerusalem. They are desperately pressing the Israeli government and the U.S. to get a deal to get their loved ones home.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says there have been recent hopes for a ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. Negotiations are still continuing. The Army doesn't need quite as many people to be all they can be. It now says it will downsize about 24,000 positions, about 5% of the Army's current size. Officials say most of the cuts will be in positions that are already vacant. And Apple is apparently giving up on building a car. The Wall Street Journal says Apple has spent billions over the last decade on the car project. Some people involved could soon face layoffs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quite the spectacular change in weather as expected across the region, with temperatures running about 50 degrees colder today. Yesterday, of course, many locations in Wisconsin set their all-time February record high temperatures. In fact, the highest for the state of Wisconsin ever was recorded yesterday in Kenosha at 77 degrees. Now, we did see some snow move through overnight, so watch out for some slippery stretches on the roadways. Otherwise, just bundle up today as temperatures will actually be running about 10 degrees below normal, and the wind chills will be below zero in spots this morning. At least we'll get to enjoy plenty of sunshine with high pressure moving in. In fact, quite a bit of sunshine in the forecast tomorrow right into the weekend with a ridge of high pressure in the upper atmosphere. South winds at the surface will pull in unseasonably warm air once again, so temperatures could be about 30 degrees above normal for the weekend with more records. A strong front is projected to move through late Sunday night and early Monday, should bring us a pretty good band of rain, followed by cooler conditions early next week. So today, look for blustery and cold weather. Clouds early, giving way to plenty of sunshine, high at 24, northwest wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear and brisk tonight, low at 9 degrees. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer tomorrow, high 47, southeast to south wind 10 to 18. Thursday night, mostly clear and breezy, low at 30. Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly cloudy, even warmer, low mid-30s with a high of 64. Sunday, unusually warm, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 47 with a high of 71. Rain likely late Sunday night. Monday, a few showers possible early, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, high at 44. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 42. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple
multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 12 degrees. Yesterday, we beat the old record by 11 degrees. 71 established a new record yesterday with some beautiful sunshine and warm conditions. The morning low today was 11, so only a 60-degree difference. Yesterday's high was right there in that ballpark of the 70s across the state. That was kind of the case. This day, we aren't going to break the record, but if it were like yesterday, we certainly would have. 59, the record high goes back to the year of 1976. The record low, 12 degrees below zero in 1879. Last year's high was 44 and the low 31. Sunset will occur at 5:49 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, tomorrow morning, will be at around 6:38. West winds are at 5 miles per hour. We did have a 28-mile-an-hour gust in the early morning hours this morning. Right now, with sunshine, our temperature is at 12 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a whole bunch of boys basketball games from the first night of the tournament and last night. Details on a Badger men's basketball loss and a Bucks win as well.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. River Valley held on for a 57-52 win over visiting Edgewood on the opening night of the WIAA boys basketball tournament. The Blackhawks built an 18-point lead during a strong first half and were up 39-24 at intermission. The Crusaders kept the pressure on and got within 3 points with 25 seconds left before River Valley got the lead back to 5 with a couple of clutch free throws. Javon Willie led River Valley with 15 before fouling out in the last 6 minutes. Cole Nabefeld added 13. Houston Thatcher scored 7. Owen Bailey and Sam Poppy each had 6. Keegan Heiser 4. Reese Rhodes and Lucas Klein each had 3s. The Blackhawks made 4 three-pointers and went 15 for 22 from the free throw line. Edgewood was led by Timmy West with 13. Rex Lamb added 11, and Drew Christensen scored 10. Lamb made 3 three-pointers, and the team went 4 for 10 from the charity stripe. The Crusaders ended the season at 5-20. River Valley is now 11-14, following the 57-52 regional quarterfinal win. They will now play at New Glarus in the second round. New Glarus, a second seed, had a first round bye. Elsewhere, it was a good showing for Richland Center last night. The Hornets went to Viroqua and led a lot of the time last night, even had a lead late in regulation before Viroqua came back to tie it at 61 and send it into overtime. The Blackhawks then went on to defeat Richland Center 70-63. Viroqua advances into the WIAA tournament. A little bit further, they'll play Wisconsin Dells at the Dells on Friday night. The season comes to an end for Richland Center. Seniors Hayden Bindle and also Tommaso Gherardi played their last high school basketball last night for the Richland Center Hornets. It was Prairie du Chien over Evansville, 66-38. Prairie will play Lodi next, which had a first-round bye. Mauston, 56-45 over Dodgeville. Mauston plays Platteville next. And it was Berlin over Adams Friendship, 77-51. Turning to Division 4, The season came to an end for Riverdale in Tuesday's tournament opener. The Chieftains lost at Iowa Grant 73-64. Kyle Steffel had 22 for the Panthers, while Ashton Schmidt scored 17 and Trenton Leffelholz 15. Riverdale was led by Carson Kenyon with 19. Bevan Dennis added 17, and Caleb Tracy scored 13. Riverdale's final record for the boys' basketball season, 9-16. Nine seniors played in their final high school basketball game last night for the Chieftains at Iowa Grant. The next action for Iowa Grant will be against Mineral Point, which had a first-round bye. Westby over Boscobel, 77-53. Lancaster will take on Cuba City next after last night's 55-40 victory over Fenimore and Cuba City's 76-40 win against Parkview. It was Broadhead 81, Wisconsin Heights 57. Broadhead plays Darlington next. It was a win for Whitehall over Bangor, 57-48. And Regis over Augusta, 78-38. La Crosse Aquinas had a first-round bye. In Division 5, Ithaca passed the first test of the tournament with a home win 69-52 over Kickapoo. The Bulldogs broke away from a close game to win and now will advance for a rematch with North Crawford, the team they tied for the conference championship with. The Trojans were winners over Weston 80-36 last night. North Crawford led from the get-go. Isaac Jennings had 17 and Alex Haas 10 for the Silver Eagles. At Ithaca, Channing Brown had 27, Devin Iam 11, Wesley Nelson 10, Sammy Clary and Micah Salisbury each scored 8 points. The Bulldogs are the winningest boys basketball team in Ithaca history, now with 21 wins and 4 losses. Ry Gerke had 19 for Kickapoo in their final game last night. Ithaca moves on to face North Crawford at North Crawford on Friday night. A game we'll have on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Hillsboro over Seneca, 84-69. Potosi, 68. Wonewoc Center, 27. Highland advances after a 78-66 win over Wazika Steuben. Highland's opponent will be Cashton, which knocked off Brookwood, 69-45. Royal over Greenwood, 76-13. Alma Pepin, 75-73 over Blair Taylor. River Ridge beat Lafarge, 71-17. DeSoto, 51-32 over Cassville. Cochrane Fountain City, 70, and New Lisbon, 31. Plum City Elmwood, 74-72 over Assumption. Southwestern beat Madison Country Day, 72-33. Argyle, 66, and Ryo, 58. Schulzburg, 86-43 over Benton. Fall River, 76. Belmont, 50. Pecatonica beat St. Ambrose, 55-51. And Barneveld over Blackhawk, 77-30. In Division II boys basketball, Reedsburg 44, Milwaukee Marshall 34, Baraboo over Watertown 60-57. It was Portage 76, Sauk Prairie 65. Seymour over Toma 67-45. La Crosse Central beat Sparta 91-49. La Crosse Logan 52-50 over Shawano. Elkhorn 62. Delavendarian 50. And Holman was a winner in Division 1, 73-49 on the opening night of the boys' basketball tournament. Lucky Strikers bowling last night. Robbins Country Gifts 2403. Premier Co-op 2395. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, a 2389. High Game Honors, Right Way Shell, an 846. Robin's Nest Country Gifts, 837 and an 821. Top Series, Cheryl McNerlin, a 521. Tammy Schwingle with a 520. And the third best was Jody Imhoff's 511. Top Game, Marge Hotman, a 214. Cheryl McNerlin, 204. Eulalia Pauls with a 203. Splits picked up, Crystal Adams, a 510. Cheryl McNerlin, a 310. Sherry Muller, a 257. Jamie Parr, 97. Sheila Povemacher with a 27 split pickup in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. A fire alarm interrupted Wisconsin 74-70 upset loss at Indiana for 25 minutes last night. The alarm sounded with just over 10.5 minutes left in the game, and Assembly Hall was evacuated. Chucky Hepburn led the Badgers offense with 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. A.J. Storr had 14. Hepburn, Storr, and their teammates lost for the sixth time in 11 games. That lessens the likelihood Wisconsin will earn a double bye at the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Coach Greg Gard's team will host Illinois coming up on Saturday. Marquette senior guard Tyler Kolick has been selected to the Oscar Robertson Trophy and All-American watch list. 40 names are on that list, announced Tuesday. Winners of the Robertson Trophy will be announced at the NCAA Men's Final Four in Glendale, Arizona, April 6th. Kolick's Golden Eagles team plays at home against Providence at the Fiserv Forum tonight. Marquette is looking for its third straight victory, and the team has lost at home only once this season. The Bucks took another lopsided decision against the Charlotte Hornets last night, beating them by more than 30 points for the third time this season. Milwaukee's suddenly airtight defense held the visitors to 26 points in the first half on the way to a 123-85 win. That's the third straight win for the Bucks since the All-Star break. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 24 points, and Damian Lillard added 23 to go with 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Milwaukee has now gone 6-7. Since Doc Rivers took over as head coach, the same two teams meet Thursday night in Charlotte. Elsewhere in the NBA, Golden State 123, Washington 112, Cleveland 121, Dallas 119, Orlando 108, Brooklyn 81. Atlanta beat Utah 124-97, New Orleans 115, New York 92, Boston 117, Philadelphia 99, Minnesota over San Antonio 114-105, Detroit 105, Chicago 95, Miami 106, Portland 96, Oklahoma City over Houston, 112-95. In baseball news, the Brewers lost an exhibition game to the Angels yesterday by a score of 6-4. Christian Yelich, a longtime Brewer, talked about this year's team and its prospects.
It's going to be fun to watch this kind of new wave come up, and I think some of the guys that we've had here and that have kind of moved on are obviously going to be some of the best players that this franchise has seen, you know, put on a Brewer uniform. These guys have done a really good job, and, but before they were that, they were also these young kids that were super talented that people weren't as familiar with, and then kind of grew and learned themselves at the big league level and developed into these household names and some of the best players in the game.
Yesterday, the Angels beat the Brewers 6-4. Philadelphia and Minnesota tied at 3. The Dodgers 9-6 over the White Sox. And Cincinnati and the Cubs tied at 6. And finally, the Packers have announced the death of Cherry Starr at her home in Alabama. Starr was the wife of Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr, who died in 2019. Cherry Starr was 89 years old. She made her final trip to Green Bay 2 years ago so she could attend a Packers Hall of Fame induction ceremony. She was known for her philanthropy. The initial announcement of her passing was issued by Rawhide Youth Services on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO 100.9.
You win my love.
Shania Twain, You Win My Love on WRCO Radio. Lucky you. 13 degrees here at WRCO. We'll check out some entertainment news notes, and we have our tough trivia question of the day in about 15 minutes or so this morning. It's just so freaky how the weather can change that quickly. Go from wearing shorts 1 minute to, yes, putting on your long johns next. That was the case overnight, the case today as well. And it probably wouldn't be such a shock to the system had it not been 71 degrees yesterday. But here we are, and down in the single digits to below zero with wind chill factors this morning. And the other thing that was kind of weird was the delay in the Badger game last night as well. It was kind of interesting. We were kind of following that. I was doing the game on the air, but we were kind of following that. We knew it was delayed, and they were saying for mysterious circumstances. So then you kind of get scared, you know, what's going on at the arena? And they find out it was a smoke alarm, and I believe it was smoke in an elevator shaft, or at least that's where it was determined that it came from. So everybody kind of calmed down and got back to it. But at that point, the Badgers had gained some momentum. They'd scored two to tie it. So you wonder, well, that's not the only reason they lost, obviously, but they lost a little bit of their mojo at that point. It was probably the same disadvantage for both teams, but if you hadn't had the delay, you wonder if things might have been different in the outcome last night. Badgers struggle a little bit defensively, though. This is Corey Kent on FM 100.9.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? It might be the highway, it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. I've loved a damn good woman, I've had to let one go. Road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Well, be what makes me feel alive.
Love
love is ever true. Steel yourself against the day when I stop loving you.
And done on WRCO Country and Community. It is 13 degrees.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-292-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg, building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Some notes on today on the entertainment side. Sylvie Brett and Matthew Casey get married tonight on the TV show Chicago Fire. It's also the last episode for Kara Kilmer, who plays Sylvie. The storyline has them moving to Portland. Kilmer has played the role since 2014. Adam Sandler suffered for his art in making the new film Spaceman. He plays an astronaut, which means he had to hang on wires for most of the day. He says he would be floating, but then the people making him float would forget he was up there and start talking about other things. He says the wires would dig into his sides. Sandler says the script also refers to his character as a skinny human, so he had to drop 25 pounds, and he hated it. Spaceman is streaming on Netflix starting on Friday. And Kelsey Ballerini returns as host of the CMT Music Awards for a fourth year. She also will perform. Other performers will be announced soon. The show will air live from Austin, Texas on CBS on April 7th.
It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole.
Kelsey Ballerini on WRCO. It is trivia time. Once again, kids, the winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace. If you know the right answer, well, give us a ring now. The question goes like this. All of these celebrities were part of an extracurricular activity in high school. Ashton Kutcher, Garth Brooks, Chris Farley, and Tom Cruise. All of those celebrities were a part of an extracurricular activity in high school. What would it be? 608-647-4155. That's the hotline, the contest line. And here is Zach Top. Top and Sounds Like the Radio. Congratulations to Marge Willis. Marge knew the right answer. Way to go. All of these celebs were part of an extracurricular activity back in high school. Ashton Kutcher, Garth Brooks, Chris Farley, Tom Cruise. They all wrestled. There you go. Congratulations to Marge. She's watched a little wrestling over the years as well there, I guess. But congrats, and she wins our prize today from Walsh's Ace. Lots of others did over the years as well, supposedly Kurt Cobain and Mario Lopez and Tony Danza, although I believe, I have to look, I think Tony Danza started out as a boxer, but he has a tie-in with the University of Dubuque. I believe he spent some time there. He's an alumnus from Dubuque, Tony Danza. So little known celebrity fact there as well. But some of those guys are really athletic. And, of course, if you think of Tom Cruise, you know, he's still very athletic. Chris Farley, he was, especially for the size man that he was pretty athletic as well in terms of not only wrestling, but he played rugby in college at Marquette as well. He played... high school football, too. He was with the Edgewood Crusaders and played, I believe he was a lineman center on his high school football team. Yeah. And Garth Brooks, quite a talent as well. He actually had a college scholarship, and I believe he was a javelin thrower and got a college scholarship for track and field. So I was a javelin catcher. It was a little harder. But anyway, hey, thanks for playing trivia today, sponsored by Walsh's Ace.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes. Mud. It's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. Her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play a game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Garth Brooks on WRCO Radio, a former wrestler himself there. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include Prime Guard Ultra Pure Def 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get one free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Happy Trails time coming up on our morning show today. We'll talk about the annual Cabin Fever Dance to support Lone Rock Vets Roll. So we'll have some guests in the studio coming up between 9 and 10 to talk about that great event. Here is Trisha Yearwood on FM 100.9.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't. Slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy.
daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on to your room while me and Junior have a talk.